This episode of Neighbors is brought to you by Yazoo Brewing Company, a Southern original since 2003. In Nashville, there is an almost century-old institution known as the Grand Ole Opry, and Yazoo is proud to be making an IPA named in its honor, the Hoppery IPA. Up until recently, it was only available on draft, but now you can get it in a six-pack from most independent retailers in Middle Tennessee. It drinks easy, and it punches hard. Yazoo is a proud supporter of all Neighbors Everywhere, sharing stories over a pint. There's an artist named Guy Chase. He's a minimalist, not very famous. His work could be seen as simple, trite, boring. But zoom out from his work, and there's something to it. He would do things like paint squares around squares. Like, make a square, then paint another one around it, then another, and another, trying not to touch the previous square he made. For Guy, his art is about pure presence. So it's not about the squares as a finished product, as much as it is about being present to the process of making them. There was one piece he did that really embodied this philosophy. One day, Guy went to a college bathroom and took a roll of paper towels. He laid them out in a 7x7 foot square. He found an orange marker, and he asked himself, what's the most basic artistic movement? His answer? Touching a marker to a piece of paper. So he made a dot, trying to be as present as he could be to the simplest act an artist can do. Then he made another. He counted each one because to him, each dot mattered. Then he made another, and another, and another, and another, and another. Now, pouring all of your attention into one dot or two, that's kind of just whatever. But Guy attentively made a few hundred thousand. That starts to take on a bigger meaning. He wasn't striving to do something that no one could do. No, he was doing something that anybody could do, but that nobody really took the time to. Because to Guy, it's not about a beautiful dotted piece of paper towel art. It's about the fruit of being committed to the purest form of artistic relationship, over and over again. I'm Jacob Lewis, and from Nashville Public Radio, you're listening to Neighbors, a show about what connects us. Today's story, two men go out of their way every week, rain or shine, to give each other a high five. We learn how a seemingly meaningless act can end up meaning a whole lot over time. This episode originally was released a year ago. Listen through to the very end for an update of where the high five is today. It's around 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, and I'm in Nashville at my friend Andy's house. His wife Jill is making breakfast for their kids.
First of all, tell me what you think's going on, if you can describe it, like, in a nutshell.
Andy's mentally preparing for the high five. He looks forward to it. He probably thinks about it a lot more than he would even tell me. I think at first I was a little suspicious. I just thought, oh, it's going to be one more of his things. But now I think there's actually something to it.
I get the nod from Andy that it's time to go, and we walk out the door. He knows it's time to go because his friend Gabe, who's a mile and a half away at his house, sent him the signal, a text with one emoji.
Okay, so he sent the hand, and I'm sending the hand back. Once he receives the hand back, he will send the walking picture saying that he got the message, like copy, and then I'll say that I'm walking too. And if we do the right pace, we should hit each other right about the driveway for the community center. Let's scoot over here.
Do you know what the pace is?
It's about like this. It's not speed walking, but it's not a slow, leisurely walk. Mm. It's kind of like a brisk walk pace.
Andy's a musician, lives in Nashville, and every year he goes with his friend Gabe on a Christmas tour for 3 weeks. They're on a tour bus together, and they love hanging out. And I mean love. They're both sports guys, they play basketball together, frisbee, they eat together, have inside jokes. They're like best friends. The only thing is, outside of those 3 weeks, they never see each other, even though they live a mile and a half apart. So for years, this was the story. Hang out on tour, get home, and then nothing. Until one year, when Andy goes to a party, and Gabe shows up, and Andy was like,
"That's such a shame that you live so close to me, and we never see each other. We've got to change that." So I just said, "I have an idea."
Here's his friend Gabe.
And so I believe it was Andy that said, "How about this? How about next Tuesday, you leave your house at 8:30, I'll leave my house at 8:30. Walk down 10th Avenue. We'll meet in the middle, and we'll give each other a high five."
And the plan was just to do it for a long period of time, because then it would, you know, to do it once would just be kind of stupid. But if we could do it for 10 years, that would be awesome. I mean, we're coming up on a year. And it does feel pretty awesome.
But despite their desire to do this, the reality remains. They're still really busy guys. So there was one week early on when Gabe didn't have a lot of time. So on his walk to the high five, he had an idea. One that changed this whole thing for them. The silent high five.
I texted Andy really fast and said, "Okay, here's the deal. Walk past me without high-fiving me. Don't even look at me."
And he told Andy that they should both walk 20 paces past each other.
Kind of like Old West style, like a duel, you know, like a draw.
When they got to 20 steps, they were supposed to turn around, walk back towards each other like they were going back to their houses. And the only sign they're supposed to give each other that they even know that the other person exists is a high five.
And then you just keep walking home.
So what's the point of the silent high five? I mean, what does it accomplish if they're not actually hanging out together? Well, to them, something sort of mystical happened that day.
I pass him, take 20 steps, turn around, and I see him turning around. And I give him the five, and then as soon as I give him the five, like this huge smile comes over my face, and I just felt like I can do anything.
Frankly, I think that's the day when we both knew this might become long, long term. Like,
why is that?
The second we high-fived, I think I was flooded with this emotion of exhilaration, freedom. See, like I said, I can't quite explain it. It just sort of felt magical, like I'm a grown man who doesn't have time to do this. But for the sake of my friend, for the sake of being intentional about our relationship, making time for what's important in life, a friendship is important in my life. There's not time to do our normal routine, but I'm still going to walk this mile there and back to tell my friend I'm in it. Like, I'm here. I'm here to show you that you're my friend today, you'll be my friend tomorrow. And that felt pretty amazing to do that, especially considering there were no words.
You know, there's something about having to walk, especially when it's like 20 degrees and windy, and you're miserable the whole time. You feel like you're going through something together.
I've been walking with Andy toward the community center to meet Gabe for a silent high five. We're finally close enough to see Gabe in the distance. We get closer, trying not to acknowledge that he's there. We pass each other.
I like to smile sometimes.
We have passed the people.
I did smile.
Walk the 20 paces.
I was not counting. Are you counting?
20. Then turn around.
We have turned around. Commencing single file lines. We're approaching.
And then...
ow, that kind of hurt. Now what?
Oh, we'll turn around.
Okay, oh, okay.
Right. You see, that's the feeling. Normally, the silent high five, you just keep walking. There's no communication, and it just... Then you have 15 minutes to think about what you just did. Which is pretty great. Good morning.
How you doing, man?
High fives aren't the only way Andy has fun. He throws game nights in his backyard. He goes bowling once a week at lunchtime and has for over a decade. He also goes around every January and collects discarded Christmas trees to use for backyard bonfires. He calls this activity grinching. Now, Andy can make a game out of anything. But there's more behind all of this than just having a good time.
I feel like it's a small way to push back at trying to be efficient.
What do you mean?
Like efficient in a business sense, like only do things that are going to make you money, or advance your career or something like that. It's just something for the pure enjoyment of it. Because there's no financial benefit to giving high fives or collecting Christmas trees. And it takes time. And you have to walk and you get cold or rained on. But it makes a good story. And you get to talk about it. And then, you know, whenever you get with those friends and the neighbors, it's like, oh man, remember when we went grinching? That's all we talk about is how much we love grinching.
Silly things that over a course of a year, or two, or three, can add up to something really rich and meaningful. Andy and Gabe have been giving each other a high five every week, with a couple of exceptions, for a year and a half now. Just like Guy chases dots, Andy and Gabe just keep going, being faithful to a simple action. So simple that it can seem silly. But as the weeks turn into years, that simplicity turns into something that's hard to describe. It's the strange, unquantifiable fruit of being faithful to a small thing over and over again.
If I could summarize, it's a symbol to me of what relationship and commitment look like. And it's a small thing and it seems silly, but it's a symbol of commitment. I am going to go out of my way and out of my time to show you in an intangible way, but also in a physical way, by smacking your hand. I'm going to show you that that I make time for you.
That story came out last October, and I realized I wasn't quite sure if Andy and Gabe were still doing the high five. So I went over to Andy's house to get an update.
Great. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You gonna do this walking around? Here, let's sit by the fire that's not burning.
Okay. Tell me what we were going to do this week and what's not happening.
We were going to go on another high five walk, but Gabe is, my buddy's out of town. He's working on a record in Texas. So we're going to have to squeeze in a high five Sunday night to hit our, you know, once every kind of calendar week. Maybe I'll meet him at the airport or something and give him a high five when he walks off the plane.
You're that committed?
Yeah, in short. There have been weeks that we've had to miss. We're both out of town. We've probably missed maybe three a year. But we still do like virtual high fives. We'll still like five over text. It's not the same.
No.
Actually, there's nothing about it that's the same other than a hand is involved.
Yeah.
You know, ones that stick out when everything was iced over and we got sleds and we tried to sled high five. So like he started, you know, on the hill over here and we tried to time it to where we would sled right past each other. And I have video of probably like 10 failed attempts. But it was fun trying. You know, the closest we came was like 6 feet from each other.
So you never actually made contact?
I mean, I'm sure we gave each other a high five at some point during that day, but we didn't get the footage that we were really hoping for. You know, that would have sent it over the top. You know, that probably been on the nightly news.
Last thing, we should just give it. Will you give me a high five?
Yeah, okay. But we should probably, you know, the normal way that we do it now, we've added a clap and a snap.
A clap, snap, and then a high five?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, that, that. That kind of rhythm?
Yeah, definitely in rhythm. I mean,
is that the right tempo?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. We could do better.
Yeah, that was kind of a weak five. Let's just tell you. I mean, the timing was good.
Ready? One, two, three.
Well, I almost clapped and then hit my chest. I got confused. See how hard it is for me? I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Set. Oh, ow.
Yeah, it's cold out here.
Yeah, it is. Got the stings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strong.
Strong. Strong.
Strong.
Strong.
Neighbors is from Nashville Public Radio and produced by me, Jacob Lewis. The story was edited by Rob McGinley Myers, Tally Abacasis, and Emily Siner. Neighbors is a proud and founding member of The Herd, an audio collective of amazing producers all over North America. Find out more at theherdradio.com. That's H-E-A-R-D. You know, the release of a new Power Rangers movie was recently announced, and Jill says her husband Andy is pretty excited.
He looks forward to it. He probably thinks about it a lot more than he would even tell me.
I'm Jacob Lewis, and I'm reminding you to get to know your neighbors.